The following is intended for mature audiences only. Discretion is advised.
My child is very much, I don't call it the terrible twos because I don't think she's terrible at all. She's a dream. Like, she's literally so smart, so fun. But it is a challenging period because they understand so much, but they can't articulate so much. My daughter's like, park, now, water, bitch, dumb, go. You know?
Hey, everybody. It's Teresa. Welcome to Exaggerated. Let's get into it.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Exaggerated. I'm so glad that you're joining me this week. Having a really fun, silly summer episode where I'm just going to complain about all the things that have annoyed me this week. Because when I tell you, I'm on fire this week. Okay? My dog's here. I hope he's quiet. You can sit on me. You probably hear his leash now because it rattles all the time. He's really cute. Come here. You can lay with me. So let's just jump right in and start with my beef with the Parks Department. Okay. I have one baby child and going to the park is how we survive. The same way we have food, water, and a safe roof over our head, we also need the park to run out all of our energy if you're two, and all of your anxiety if you're me, okay? So we walk to the park yesterday, the park that we go to every second of every day. Ask me if they lock this park at night. I would say, I don't know. If you said, hey, Teresa, do they lock up your park for safety at night? The park that's nearby to you, that's walking distance from your home, do they lock it up at night? Don't know. Don't care. Don't care if there's squatters living in the bathroom, okay? I just know that when I stroll up with my two-year-old and seven dogs and her water bucket in her hand, because the sprinklers are on in New York City, baby, I expect to just sit on a bench in the sun with my things, with my snacks, with my beverages, and run around in the sprinklers until my child is so tired, her limbs go limp in the bed at nap time. And then I can come and do a laundry list of things that I need to do to survive this life. So that's my expectation. When I went to the park yesterday, it was locked. Oh, news to me. They locked the park at night. You might be wondering, hey, were you there at 4 o'clock in the morning? Hey, was it locked because you were there at 7 a.m.? Was it supposed to be open? It opens at 7 a.m. We were there at 8:30. My child wakes up very early. We're breakfast, washed, changed, house is clean, beds are made. We're zipping around by 7:30 most days. We're zippity-doo-dahing out around the streets by 7:30. Okay, I try to go to a coffee shop first, but she doesn't want to. She just wants to run. And she's really obsessed with bugs, and it's so cute. She wants to, like, look at bugs, and she goes, where ant? And if there's, like, a bug in the house, like a little ant or, like, a fly, where fly go? Where ant go? I'm like, oh, my God, I killed it. I squashed it under my cold, dead hands. But really, I have to say, oh, no, come on, let's put it outside, and we scoop up the ant. And we bring it outside onto the balcony and we set it free into nature. I digress. So we arrive at the park. There's a couple little baby children with their nannies, couple with their moms. There's a group of old ladies that exercise every morning in the park. Everyone's like, why is the park locked? So the little old ladies who exercise inform us that the park has not opened on time in like 2 weeks. Oh, okay. Okay. New York City Parks Department, get it together. You want to know what I did? I did the most like customer service Karen thing I've ever done in my life. Okay. Let me tell you it this way. The way things occur in my brain, something happens and I feel like I've been through enough in my life that I can safely say, and by been through enough in my life, I mean been through enough therapy, that when something happens that's like not great or like not my ideal expectation, I don't put my hand through the wall. You know, When the day is looking a little dark and not going my way, I don't headbutt the couch. You know, I just kind of shrug my shoulder and go, ah, that stinks. But you know what? Time heals all. Everything happens for a reason. Cat got your tongue. Whatever saying you need to put around it, I just sort of like let go and let God or whatever she's up to up there in the universe, you know? So I'm usually like, whatever. Like if I strolled up to a park to read a book or hang out with my friends or play basketball and it was closed, I would say, that stinks. Guess I'll go get a coffee. But now, as mother, I have a 2-year-old in her bathing suit with her shorts on top and her big floppy water hat with a sand bucket in her hand. And she has been talking about the sprinklers since she woke up at 5:45. So here I am counting down the minutes till we're at the sprinkler because that's all she wants to do. So we're joyfully skipping there. Park is locked. Do you think a 2-year-old understands? Hey, the park's locked. Sorry about that. Park's locked. Let's head out. Let's head somewhere else. No. So she's obviously disappointed. The other kids are disappointed. So I can no longer be my, what's the big deal person, because now my baby child is disappointed. And I understand why parents are like, can become so overbearing or like can become so obsessed with their children, because I was ready to put my entire body through the chain link fence and let my child run through the now me-shaped hole that I just made in the chain link fence. So picture me sitting on the bench bloodied with tetanus running through my veins because I now have hulked myself through a chain link fence, but my child would be smiling happily in the sprinklers. So I would just be sitting there smiling. You know, it's like that. Like that's how it occurs within me. Like when my baby child, she did a couple auditions with me just for fun. They were like, if I like the photographer, if I like the storyboard, you know, I'll be like, oh, that's kind of fun. Like we'll do that audition, whatever. Really easy stuff. She did a couple auditions with me and I was like, and she got like callbacks and then like they didn't book her. And I was like, how? Oh, cool. You went in a different direction. I don't understand. Sorry, you must not have seen my baby. Because she's the most perfect baby child I've ever seen in my life. And obviously every parent feels that way. But like I can handle rejection day to night. I feel like I'm usually told, no, please go, you're not it. But when it comes to my child, whether it's the park is closed or no, we're not going to cast her, can't handle it. So she doesn't do auditions anymore because I don't think it's good for kids to do anyway. That's a whole nother episode I'll do. But I could never. I was like, oh, you didn't pick her? Oh, okay. Well, what's your home address? Oh, you didn't pick her? Well, where does your mother live? Because I'm going to go put spikes and nails under her tires. You know, like, and I know that that's not normal. I've had enough therapy to understand that that's not the way this should shake out, but I can't help it. The mama bear instinct comes in and I will grizzly your head off if my child's upset. And I do curb it a lot of times because I understand you can't like put somebody through a wall because they say no to your child. You know, I'm learning. My husband's very calm. He's helpful. But anyway, so wow, a lot of tangents already. Buckle up. Here we are. So essentially, park is closed. I'm like, I'm so sorry, my baby love. The park is closed. She's like, what? She doesn't even know what that means. She's looking at me like, you witch bitch. You brought me here in a swimsuit to just deny me the joy of water, you know? Like, so I'm so upset for her. She's actually kind of fine after a second. She's playing with her toy in the stroller. I'm like, let's bring the dog home. We'll go to the zoo. Okay. I know what you're thinking. You're listening to that going, wow, that's the end of the story. Fantastic. What a great idea. 10 out of 10 momming. No, it didn't end there. Okay. We go home. My child is very much, I don't call it the terrible twos because I don't think she's terrible at all. She's a dream. Like, she's literally so smart, so fun. But it is a challenging period because they understand so much, but they can't articulate so much. So, like, they'll be very frustrated or she'll be upset or jealous. And, like, they don't know what that is yet. I feel like a older 3-year-old or, like, an almost 4-year-old, you can be like, hey, you're experiencing frustration because the park is closed. That really doesn't feel good. The last time I experienced frustration was A, B, C, D, E. And now, you know, they kind of get it. My daughter's like, park now, water, bitch, dumb, go. You know, it's slightly different. She's starting to string sentences together though. And she, you know, anyway. So we get home and we let the dogs, you know, do their thing. They're exhausted now. So the dogs are hanging out and I'm like, okay, we can go to the zoo, but the zoo doesn't open until 10 o'clock. Okay, first of all, let me just go on record saying the zoo doesn't open until 10 a.m. and Costco doesn't open until 10 a.m. And I would like to say on behalf of mothers everywhere, that's a hate crime. Okay, we're sometimes up at 5-6 o'clock in the morning. You don't think I want to stroll the aisles with a sample of a peanut butter cup made out of sunflower seeds at 7 a.m.? I do. Oh, I do. You don't think I want to stroll the aisle and possibly have a $1.50 hot dog at 8 a.m.? That's up to me. You can't tell me I can't have it at 10 o'clock. You don't know what time I woke up. Sometimes I'm up from 4. It's not only lunchtime, it's happy hour. Come on, Costco, let me in the door. Anyway, I'm going to petition them next now that I, you know. So we're at the park. Oh, yeah. Well, so I will add before we went to the zoo, I did call 311, which is like, I don't know how to describe 311. My sister said to me, what's 311 in New York City? And I was like, I guess it's like 911, but not emergencies and also not really things that are important. Like, so it's like 911, but for like grannies to write letters to, I feel like, because I'm not sure that anybody like, it doesn't feel like anyone pays attention to 311. Like 311 is the number on all the posters that are like, do you need help quitting smoking? Call 311 and we'll send you brochures about how to do it. You know, like I assume if you need to find like, I don't even know, like, but I was trying to like contact the parks department. So I call 311 and I was like, oh, the park's not open. And he was like, well, one second, ma'am, I'm your guy. And he started click, clack, typing. And he was like, address, cross street, park name. And I was like, okay, let's go, Sam. Let's go. So he makes out the whole report. And I said, fantastic. Now, when will you connect me to the parks department? And he said, oh, I can't do that. And I was like, Sam, it's not good enough. What are you talking about, Sam? And he was like, I don't have any phone numbers or any way to access anyone at the parks department. I just put in the reports for 311. And I said, well, Sam, who am I supposed to call? And he said, you're supposed to call 311. And I was like, well, that's what I'm doing. And he goes, and I'm going to put the report in. And you don't even have to put your name on it if you don't want to. It can be anonymous. And then they'll read your report and they can come open the park. And I said, Sam, come on. You don't believe that's going to happen, Sam. Whether anonymous or not, also put my name, put my number, put a headshot next to it, because I want people to know that I'm the one that's yelling about the park. It's my baby child that needs this, you know? There was also like 15 other parents, but anyway. I said, Sam, no one's reading this report. Come on. Like, what are you talking about? They're going to read the report right now. There's somebody at the parks department sitting waiting for your report. And they're waiting to find out if it's anonymous or if there's a name attached. And then they're going to jump on a moped and skedaddle over to open the park gate. No, they're not, Sam. You don't believe that. And he said, no, I just make the report. And I said, Sam, we got to do something else. We got to do better. And he said, I'm afraid that's all I can do. So I put the report in, whatever. We'll see how it goes, but how obnoxious. So anyway, I'm like, I got to move on now. My child needs to go to the zoo. I'll also add that my child doesn't necessarily get these like big activity days all the time. It's not always like the zoo or like something like huge, but I don't have a babysitter the last like 4 days. So she needs like a lot of activity because it's just like me and the dogs like, sup, what up? Hey, want to talk about the same things? Hey, want to watch mom send emails? You know, like, so she kind of needs like some bigger activities. So anyway, We get to the zoo. Okay. You would think, what's the big deal? So we dilly-dally enough that we don't leave until like 9:50. It takes about 10 minutes to get to the zoo. We're members, okay? Gone, brush your shoulders off, okay? We're members. So we're in there with a QR code, free parking at 10 a.m. Where do I pick up my t-shirt? You know, we're doing it at the zoo. We're doing it right. Best choice we ever made. Oh my God, the Bronx Zoo, the Central Park Zoo, lit. So nice to just be outside. But anyway, we get to the zoo. My GPS says, because I put the GPS on for traffic, even though it's literally 10 minutes away from me, and it says we're going to arrive at 10:08. And I'm like, perfect. Perfect. 8 minutes. It's only been open. We're going to get the best parking spot. We're going to zip in. We're going to shake hands with a monkey. We're going to ogle a giraffe. And then we're out of there. Well, tell me why I pull up to the zoo and there's 100 school buses. 100 school buses, at least. Okay. It was New York City Department of Education field trip day. It's the end of the school year. They're getting their last days in. So every child in New York City public schools was at the zoo in a matching t-shirt. And let me tell you how many kids is too many kids. Too many kids is more than my child. Okay. I like kids now that I have a kid, but I likely don't like all these kids. You know, like I'm just because I have a kid doesn't mean I prefer to be around 500 kids at a time at the zoo. And they're all of that sort of like later, like mid to later elementary school age. So my guess is like between 7 and 12. And my, oh my, were they shrill and loud and chatty. And my, actually, once they were in the zoo, like that was fine. But like the parking situation, getting the buses in, getting them, you know, pulling in, it's a New York City entrance, you know, you're not like lining up the buses and letting everybody out like how it would be where I'm from originally, you know. So each bus is going in one at a time, unloading the kids, one at a time, unloading the kids. What? We sat in a line for 30 minutes outside the zoo. Do you think my two-year-old was sitting in the car going, I get it. I understand. It's just field trip day, Mom. I'll relax back here in the AC. No, she screamed her head off the entire time and said, monkeys, monkeys, please, Mommy, monkeys. Because she knows the zoo is 6 seconds from our house. So she's like, we could have driven to the monkeys 12 times by now, Mom. What are you doing? What are you doing? And I was like, would you like a snack? Would you like a drink? And I'm going to tell you right now, I turned out of the bus line. I drove down a wrong way lane for just like maybe 100 feet, like a really quick. And I went over a curb to skip in front. And the bus driver understood. The one I skipped was like, pull in, babe, pull in, screech over the curb and pull in. And I think that's how New York City, like crazy drivers are born, is like, you're just like trying to get in the zoo one day. So you jump a curb. I'm like, I don't care if it pops my tire. My baby child wants to see the monkeys, you know? Insane. Okay, insane. So that being said, I'll switch it to something positive and talk a little bit about, like, I feel like being a mom in New York City is so lit because, especially because I work part-time. Like, I don't work 9 to 5 and have, like, a nanny. And then, like, I only have a part-time babysitter. I work part-time. I just vibe when it's time to vibe, you know? So I like already have a tan because we go outside every single day and like play in the sprinklers, and that's free. That's a public park. So that's really cool. There's like a huge like play structure. There's huge slides and there's huge sprinklers, and you just show up with your little backpack of snacks and a bottle of water and you just like play in the sprinklers. And before you know it, you have a sun-kissed summer tan. And I'm like, wait, I haven't been this tan since I was like in college, like laying out by the pool all summer, you know, because you're just like chilling outside all the time. I feel like as like an adult without kids, it's like you're not always getting outside necessarily, unless you're like an active outsidey hikey person. Like if you're, you know, obviously if you're into the outdoors, but like I saw in somebody's recently, like somebody's wish list, who's like a late 20 something with no kids. And they were like, oh, one thing I really want to do for June is try to get outside more. Cause I think it's so easy to just like sit on your phone or sit and do work. Especially if you work from home, it's like really hard. I'm drinking out of an enormous Stanley and I feel like a twat, okay? I feel like I have to go on record saying that I had this Stanley when it was just a water bottle. And now they're like decorating them and hanging charms and slinging them across themselves with charcuterie boards on top. Like, it's not it. I think that's gross, but it's a good water bottle and it's like huge. But I also don't like bring it anywhere. Like, these people have like carry straps and like glitter dangles. And I'm like, oh no, I just have water in mine. Like, I don't, what? And it's not even fresh half the time, you know? I just add ice in the morning and hope for the best. Yeah, so I don't know. That's really, like, that's all I got, really. I mean, we could do the ick and the love now, I guess. But, oh, I also want to go on record. Well, no, you know what? Forget it. I'm not even going to go there because it's going to be a bigger story and it's going to take too long. And I'm tired. I don't want to do that. So let's lock it up and let go. Let's just let go, okay? So my ick, this is such a bitchy ick because I'm going to end up making one, but that trend video that's like who you think you're emailing and it's like the person's like headshot, like professional headshot, and then they're like who you're really emailing and they're like twerking at their friend's bachelorette. And I'm like, I didn't think I was emailing anything because you're a stranger and I just scrolled past this. And like I said, I'll probably make one because the second that I bitch about something, then I start to go, oh, wait, I'm only mad about it because I think it's cute, you know? But yeah, I'm a kind of a hater to those videos. Like, they'll be like, who you think you're emailing? And it's like a guy in like a gray suit and his like LinkedIn like corny picture. And then it's like, who you're really emailing? And he's like a fitness instructor. And you're like, okay, Craig, can't believe it. Thought I was emailing that nerd, but turns out you're actually a fit nerd. You're wild. Is that you doing jump squats at Equinox? Like, enough. Lock it up, lock it in. Some stuff's better kept secret. You know, leave it alone. And then my love, I've had this love before, I feel like, because I'm obsessed with them. Those liquid IV things. It's what's in my water bottle now. The like liquid IV powder, like electrolyte powder. It's all horseshit, right? They're like, oh my God, you need to be hydrated. Why? What are we doing? We weren't drinking water like 10 years ago. Now we're walking around with jugs of it, like chugging electrolyte powder. Like, all I've done today is get bullied by a 2-year-old. I'm not that thirsty. I'm not dehydrated, you know? But anyway, the new popsicle flavor, I'm such a basic bitch. My friend sent it to me and she was like, oh my God, look at this. And it's like the red, white, and blue traditional like bomb pops. And that's the flavor. And I'll tell you something right now. I put way too much water in it for it to really taste so much like it. But it's so good. It tastes like a melted popsicle, which kind of sounds gross because a melted popsicle would be like thick and like syrupy. This obviously isn't because it's just like water powder. But it's really good. The liquid IV popsicle is my love this week because it's like summery and fun and I like the package and it reminds me of being a child. And that's all we're really striving for anyway, is to just be 6 again. I love you all so much. Thanks for tuning in. Keep tuning in. Keep sharing. Keep messaging me. I love you. I love you. Have the best week. And remember, it's all a little bit exaggerated. See you later.
This has been Exaggerated. Thanks for sticking around till the end. Follow me on social media at TMOLYNN. That's TMOLYNN. And don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode. Oh, and join the conversation by emailing me at exaggeratedpod@gmail.com. Until next time, don't forget, it's all a bit exaggerated.